doing the best I can. Synergy Show Live, this should be Mia. Mia, is that you?
Yes, sir.
Awesome. We are live on the air, Stern Jesus Show Live. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
As I was telling my listeners, your voice is a little messed up. Saturday night was an exciting night.
I completely lost my voice at the game.
So, I won't keep you too long. I mean, I want to hit the high points of what we want to talk about, but I know the way it is with the voice. I've done radio with a fucked up voice, and it's not fun.
Oh God.
So obviously you're excited about Saturday night. It was a big night for Florida State.
A huge night, huge night. The marching band was amazing. It was so nice to hear them rocking joke style. Shout out to Cameron, the trumpet player. I could hear him over everybody else. Lost my voice really late singing along to the war chant. And yelling at Miami fans. I almost got punched in the face a few times.
Really? I was going to ask you about the feedback from Miami fans, especially at the game. Was there a lot of hostility?
There was a lot of hostility. I actually saw a few fights almost break out in the parking lot after the game. Some loudmouth Florida State players. I was not one of them. I was getting death threats at the game. People were yelling at me saying, I hope you get raped by your racist quarterback on your way home. I'm like, the only thing he raped is your defense. Sit down.
Wow.
Sit down.
So I imagine you got a lot of that on Twitter as well. After Saturday night, did it kind of slow down or did it get worse?
No, it actually got worse. bitterness breeds hostility. So, yeah, it wasn't too fun, but we won. So they can't really say anything except talk shit about me. So, can I say shit?
Oh, yeah.
Can I say shit? I'm sorry.
Oh, absolutely.
Shit.
You can say whatever you want. So as I was also mentioning to my listeners, you are an adult film actress with BangBros.com. How'd you get started in that?
I actually got approached leaving work one day. Editors for a company called Scoreland approached me and asked me if I would be interested in doing some work for them. And I looked them up afterwards, saw that they were a porn site, and I thought, yeah, why not? I mean, I've always thought about doing it. Never really knew the resources on how to approach it. Never really thought about it too in depth. But once I was approached, I was like, why not? I just got a boob job. I feel great about myself. Sure, I'll do it.
Yeah, by the way, whoever did your boob job, if you want to give him a shout out, that's some magnificent work.
Yes. Dr. Leonard Rudner in Coral Gables. He is absolutely amazing. Amazing.
Absolutely. So porn, is this something that's still a lot of fun, or is it becoming a job, or is it something you think you'll do for a while?
No, it hasn't felt like a job yet. I absolutely love it. I love the industry. I love the people in it. Bang Bros is so good to me. They are absolutely fantastic, treating me like a princess. Same with Scoreland, the company I worked with beforehand. It's just absolutely amazing. And the thing that shocked me the most is how safe the industry is.
Yeah. Yeah, we see a lot of the stories in the news about, actors getting this and that, but there's rigorous testing and all that stuff.
Oh yeah, yeah. Before every scene, almost we have to get tested. A few weeks ago, actually, somebody tested positive in California, and there was an industry shutdown. They shut down production until everybody in the industry got retested, which made me feel a lot safer. It was the first time I experienced a moratorium.
Absolutely. So, is it something you think you're going to do for a long time, or is whatever you were studying at FSU, is that going to be your future, or what are your plans?
Well, I didn't go to FSU. I went to UTEP, but,
oh, okay.
I mean, I want to stay in the industry as long as they'll have me. Once they don't need more, then I'll go back to being a nurse.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. What about, is there any, I guess, people in the industry that you... I can't tell. I've seen a few of your videos, and I really can't tell if it's a different guy or if it's the same guy. It's the same type of build guy. Do you have your favorites that you work with?
I've worked with a few different guys, but the ones that Bang Bros has released over and over again has been with the same guy. His name is Sean Lawless, and he's absolutely amazing. Him and I have great chemistry. I like working with him the most. He's really fun, really professional. He's a cool guy. But, yeah, everybody is nice. I mean, it's just like sex with regular people. Everybody has, you know, different moves. You connect with people differently. So it's a different experience each time you work with a new talent.
That's awesome. Yeah, I've talked to a lot of girls from women in the cam girl industry and the adult industry. And, you know, obviously we hear a lot of horror stories and stuff from people who don't know, you know, anything about it. But everybody that's in the industry says, you know, it's a great place to work and they love being there.
Yeah, that's completely true. Absolutely love it. I can't believe I get paid to do what I do.
Yeah, it definitely looks like a lot of fun.
I get my check, I'm like, sure? Are you sure you're not going to take it away? Like, I'm really getting paid for this?
So as I mentioned, people, you kind of, your Vine video especially went kind of viral before the FSU Miami game. And you've got a lot of the extra Twitter followers from that, and you've been in a lot of different stories. Is the feedback from that been generally good, notwithstanding, you know, the Hurricane fans?
You know, it's been a mix of good and bad. Bad from the Hurricane fans, good from the Florida State fans, and then people who aren't even fans of Florida State or Miami just thought it was funny that I actually didn't even know that they were players. I pulled up to the campus. I was shopping around the corner at Dadeland Mall, and I pulled up to the campus thinking, oh, I'm going to trick some, you know, students or fans into saying that. And I saw a big, like a group of big built guys in Miami gear, and I was like, yes, perfect. They're wearing Miami shirts. It's awesome. And they told me after the video, they're like, oh, that's not going to be funny. We're not even players. Like, why would you post that? I was like, no, I was trying to get fans to do it. And on my drive home, I got a call from, a message from TMZ Sports saying, you were trolling Miami football players. Like, can you tell us a story? Do you have a longer video? I was like, what? What do you mean, players? What are you talking about?
So just kind of blew it from there. Like I said, I've seen the story I saw was on Bro Bible, but it's been in tons of different places. Let's see. Getting back to the porn, is anything, like you talked about the chemistry on set, does that ever turn into off-camera chemistry?
No.
Just a business thing.
Yeah, it is. And I mean, I've hung out with some of the talents that I've worked with, but it's just been as friends, very casual. Like, when we're not on set, we don't even talk about work, really. We hang out like normal people.
Yeah.
I mean, we are normal people. We just have sex on camera. Most people, I mean, think about it. Boyfriends, girlfriends make videos all the time. It's not put on zangros.com.
Yeah. So as far as dating goes, do you find that men are intimidated by you and by your obvious good looks?
No, not. And if they are, I don't notice it.
Right.
I'm not used to the attention. I was very, very, very ugly in high school. I used to weigh like 160 pounds. I was not cute whatsoever. So the attention still catches me off guard. I'm not used to it at all. So if someone is intimidated by me, maybe I can't tell it's intimidation and I just think they're awkward as shit and I find that kind of cute.
So, but no, like any stalker problems or anything like that from being in the adult industry or the all the stuff lately.
Can you repeat that? I'm sorry.
No, like stalker issues, like anybody that you know maybe saw a video of you or any of that stuff.
No stalkers yet. As of now, I'm the only stalker that I know of.
Yeah,
I stalked the Florida State players at their hotel, and I got kicked out. I got police called on me twice.
Really?
Yeah.
Were you, like, making a disturbance, or what were you doing?
No, I wasn't making a disturbance. I was standing there like a little kid holding a helmet in my hand, like, trying to meet my heroes and get some autographs. And all of a sudden, hotel security comes up to me after I talk to Jared Haggins, who's a player. They come up to me, and they're like, ma'am, you have to go. You need to get off the premises. And I was like, oh, okay, I'm sorry. So I came back 2 hours later, and they called the police on me, and the police took my name down. They were like, if you come near any of the players again, we are going to arrest you.
Wow.
So I was like, okay. I'll take it seriously this time. I'll go home, I promise. Please just let me go. I've never been arrested.
Wow. That seems like a weird reaction, but I guess, you know, in the times we live in, people think even a girl is some kind of danger to a bunch of burly football players. I don't know.
I don't think they thought I was a danger. I think that they saw me as a distraction, or they didn't want to associate. Like, they didn't want any news getting out of association with a porn star. I mean, we already have a lot of scandal on our tail end.
Yeah.
They were just trying to avoid any, like, bad spin by the media, I think. And I totally understand. I cried in my car, but I totally understand.
besides that, that rejection, have you gotten any other feedback from Florida State Administration or heard anything about, you know, maybe you should cut this out or that's kind of ignoring the issue?
No, nobody has contacted me. I'm trying to be very respectful on Twitter because I don't want to give Florida State a bad name. I try to limit, like, my posts about porn because I value football way more than porn.
Yeah. So how'd you become a Florida State fan if you didn't go there?
I grew up in Maryland, and at the time Maryland was in the ACC, and when I was very young I heard the war chant, and I completely fell in love with it. And being young, I wasn't, like, into football, like, statistics-wise and things like that, so I just fell in love with the war chant. And, as I grew older and older, I started following players and following recruiting and all that stuff, and I've just been a huge fan for as long as I can remember. I absolutely love them. They are the number one. My entire life revolves around Florida State football, on and off season.
Yeah, I've been reading a lot of your tweets, and is it something that takes, more time nowadays to, like, respond to everybody? Because I imagine you're getting flooded with just all kinds of stuff. How much time do you spend on Twitter now?
I had to mute Twitter because my phone would just, like, start blowing up. But, I check it sporadically every, you know, like, once an hour. If I see somebody, like, somebody's handle that I recognize, I'll go and I'll respond to it. I try and stay very active because I feel like interaction is the key to everything. You can't succeed on social media unless you interact with people. And that's my favorite part about it, like, talking to everybody. Even the Miami fans, I like talking shit to them. It's fun. They're good sports about it, some of them.
Yeah, I imagine, but there's got to be, you know, some tweets as people send you got to think to yourself, man, that's a really fucked up person.
Yeah, but I mean, you got to take it with a grain of salt. If somebody was talking shit about my team and really, like, harassing them, I would probably be doing the same. So I don't take it to heart.
Yeah, I definitely know where you're coming from. I'm not a big college football fan, but I've been a lifelong fan of Kentucky basketball, University of Kentucky basketball. And it's, in Kentucky, it's really the only thing we got. I mean, there's no pro teams and everything else sucks, so we have one sports team, and we kind of cling to them.
Kentucky basketball's good. They're bad at football, but they're really good at basketball. They're a huge basketball school.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's rough in football, and in the, you know, we get stomped a lot in the SEC, but what are you going to do? So we, of course, are a weed-centered show. Well, not weed-centered, but we talk a lot about weed. And you told me that you partake every now and then. Do you find it something that's, first of all, do you do it for, like, you know, work, or do you find it enhances sex or anything like that?
No. I never do it for work because I don't think anybody wants to see a porn star, like, stopping sex and asking for a bowl of Cocoa Puffs halfway through. I would never do it at work. Never. I do it at home at night when I'm winding down and I want to sit down and, like, read a book, or if I'm about to make some pancakes at 3 a.m.
Yeah.
I did it at the tailgate, and I regretted it immediately because I had to walk around the stadium 3 times before I found the gate I was supposed to go into. I was so lit. I could not function whatsoever. Like, there's people who are functional stoners, like you probably are. You obviously have a career doing radio, and it's centered around weed. I am not a functional stoner.
Yeah.
Not at all. I don't even know why I smoked at the tailgate.
So if I ask you the highest you've ever been, is there, like, a specific instance or event that comes to mind?
The highest I've ever been was probably the day that my parents caught me and sent me to military, they sent me to military boarding school after they found out I was smoking weed.
Wow.
I came home and my mom asked me, are you high? And I said, yes. Hold on. Ask me again. She said, are you high? I said, yes. Wait, hold on. Can I try one more time? She was like, oh my God, you're taking a drug test. I want to find out all the drugs you're doing. And then they sent me off to military boarding school a week later.
Wow. So how long were you in boarding school?
I was there for 3 years. I graduated from there.
Wow. Seems like an extreme response. What was like your parents' upbringing? Were they really strict on pretty much everything?
They are extreme. They're Middle Eastern and they're Catholic, and they are conservative Republicans in the D.C. area. So it was not a good combination.
So they know what you do for
very,
a living.
Very, very conservative.
So they do they know you do porn?
They do, and they've disowned me.
They've what?
They've disowned me.
Oh wow. That's pretty extreme.
Well, I have family who's involved in politics, and they really don't want any association with me right now. It's a little bit of a scandal in my family. We're dealing through it though.
Yeah.
My dad wants to think that I have a perversion and that I need like mental help because I'm a sex addict, and I think that's what he wants to believe rather than my daughter is a sexual deviant and this is what she likes to do. He wants to think that it's like something wrong in my brain. And he keeps asking me to go see a doctor. He can get me out of this. He can save me from this life. I mean, my parents are very good people. My childhood was absolutely amazing. The stigma with porn stars is absolutely not true. I'm the epitome of that. I'm freaky. I like doing what I do.
Absolutely. There's nothing wrong with that.
That's what I say.
So I mentioned earlier before you called, you're on a lot of different social media. Where are some of the places that people can find you?
I'm sorry?
Your other places on social media like Vine and all that, where can people find you?
Mia Khalifa on Vine and Twitter, and Mia Khalifa 1, the number 1. On Instagram, because Mia Khalifa was already banned by some old man.
Do you have any other projects or anything coming up that you wanted to promote?
I have a few in the works with Bang Bros. I'm not really allowed to talk about it yet. They want to be the ones to announce it.
So basically, if people go to bangbros.com, they can search Mia Khalifa and find your videos and subscribe and all that good stuff.
Yes, and follow Bang Bros on Twitter, because they will be posting, I'll, of course, post it, but they want to be the ones to announce any of the exciting projects coming up soon. One of them has to do with sports and webisodes, so I'm very excited about that.
Well, we're definitely looking forward to that, and if you ever want to come back on and promote anything else, just let me know.
Thank you guys so much.
Thank you, Mia, and have a great day.
You too. It was good talking to you.
You too. Whoops. Cut her off a little bit. That's right. Sometimes I can't time it right. That was Mia Khalifa. Very interesting. A lot of stuff I didn't know. That's the fun thing about, people who are, they don't have like a big-ass Wikipedia page and there's all kinds of shit on there you go through and you write questions for, like the military boarding school thing and her strict parents. Stuff like that. It's just interesting. People lead interesting lives, and I want to talk to them about those interesting lives on the Stoner Jesus Show.